Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Call in this last segment. Oh, wait. Last hour. And you can get on with us. Bring up whatever you want. Bring up whatever a new topic that we're not talking about or comment on what we're talking about. Accuse us of being liars. Yell in our faces. It's whatever. It's on Free Talk Live. In the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Me, Captain.
And I'm, hi. Oh, yeah, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
But
hi, my name is Joe. I got a wife and three kids, and I work in a button factory.
I got a sack full of nickels.
sack of justice.
Oh, justice.
Sack of justice right here.
Anyways, I wanted to tell you about Dash. This hour of Dash is brought to you by Dash, or Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash. Digital cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Tired of the ever-inflating U.S. dollar? You can live your life on Dash instead with some handy websites. BitRefill.com has been accepting Dash for years and has a ton of big-name retailers and brands, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Plus, many of their gift cards are available at a discount. What about paying your bills? Spritz.finance can do that, and they can send you dollars to your bank account in case you still need those for some reason. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol, and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. Dash.org.
Throw your dollars in the trash. Use Dash.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah.
You like that?
That should be their freaking slogan, man.
Well, some people at these conferences, they wear shirts that look like Dash,
yeah,
but it says trash.
Wow. So that's not yeah. That's so stupid. Right. Dash is so great. Like, it's the best cryptocurrency for it's utility. It's like, just people who hate using crypto for its actual intended purpose.
Right. I think utility coins are really the future, but then they should have a holdings coin, like a coin that sure. You don't want to move that much.
This is the future, though, right? So competition
that's right.
Breeds different features.
Right.
Now,
there's probably different five different levels of how you should spend crypto. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So what are they? There's savings.
Savings.
Right. There is,
on the dark web.
Transactions.
Yeah.
Right. There's privacy.
Yep.
I'm missing two. What are they?
Well, I'm thinking like larger purchases and smaller purchases are two separate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you might want to wait to, you know, for a transaction to go through and be more secure when you're doing a large purchase, like on a car. But okay. Then it's like, I'm buying a candy bar. I'll just dash that real quick.
Yeah, and it'll pop up immediately. The store clerk won't have to wait for a confirmation.
Oh, they my just... God. Do you guys remember when they used to talk about Bitcoin and go, you'll never be able to buy a cup of coffee with it?
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't get into it until 2020. I first heard about it in 2017.
Yeah, there was a period of time where like that was the big criticism. Like, okay, but you'll never be able to buy a cup of coffee with it. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, some coffee shop started taking crypto.
I won a free unlimited coffee for the rest of my life from the Mighty Moose Mart. But if I didn't, I could buy coffee there every single day.
One
No, they just gave it to me.
Oh.
Because
what?
They love me.
Oh.
You have to be...
Wait, they love me?
You have to become Chris and Colleen's adopted daughter, so if you can do that.
I mean, I could change my gender.
Did you basically do whatever they told you to?
I worked for them, and they thought I was a good worker.
Were you their bitch?
No. They're really good people to work for.
I just feel like if I started working there, they'd give me free coffee, but I'm crossing my fingers.
Definitely if you work there.
The Mighty Moose Mart, by the way, both stores now here in Keene, New Hampshire, carry Captain Kick-Ass rolling papers.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. I knew that you did at the newer one, but...
No, both of them now, yeah. There's a box at each store. And they're the regular price, whatever. They only have one price for these rolling papers, so whatever that is at each store, that's what it is. So.
Shameless plug there.
Shameless plug for Captain Kickass rolling papers.
You can go to CaptainKickass.com to listen to his music and maybe get rolling papers.
And an EP on a USB card, and you can also get T-shirts. I have something called a Kickass bundle up there. It's $40. It's the EP on a USB card. It's a special edition flip-out card with a leather case. You get two packs of rolling papers and a T-shirt in your size for $40. It's a pretty sweet deal.
Cool.
Well, when we last left you guys on the last segment, we were about to talk about this Texas police department that lost 25% of its force in 2 months. But first, since it is a call and talk show, I wanted to bring on Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Major. What's on your mind?
But,
Captain, okay, so up there you got Moose Mart, right?
Yep.
In another part of the country, they got a chain called Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, I remember Piggly Wiggly. Grocery store.
Just by the namesake, I'm going to Moose Mart.
Yeah. I know. Every time I see a Piggly Wiggly in Alabama, I'm just like you. You know.
Weirdly enough.
Joe, I got an idea how you can get underneath that meter made skin even a little more.
Oh, well, let's hear
remember
it.
Remember that old song by the Beatles, Lovely Rita, Meter Maid?
No.
Yeah, you don't know Lovely Rita, Meter Maid?
Punch that up and listen to it. You can put that on your phone, and when she comes up and start harassing you, just start playing it.
Or just sing it to her. Yeah, go listen to it. It's off, you know, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's silly and cute. And you can sing it to her.
I was thinking about doing like they do in the Gold Coast, Australia, and wear like a really tight gold shiny bikini.
What?
And feed the meters. Have you guys not seen this?
It's not an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
No, not one of those.
I don't know what I'm saying.
And this has been going on there for over 50 years. That's how long they have had meters there in the Gold Coast. What's that?
I said, you're going to go whole hog and put on, like, roller skates, too, and disco around the mirror?
I could. I was thinking banana hammock.
Wait, you can only go whole hog while at the Piggly Wiggly.
that makes Twisted Captain logic, I guess. All right, Joey, you were saying take money and buy tools. Well, I got a meter story that involves tools.
Oh.
Okay, let's see.
Opening it up?
Wait, is it an angle grinder? Because we covered a bit where like the Blade Runners of London are taking out the spy cameras with angle grinders in like 4 seconds.
Wow.
No, this is way before they had cordless tools. This was probably, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. These guys in New York got a great big pipe cutter, and they were going around just popping the heads off the parking meters.
Nice.
They were stealing change, you know. I mean, it was criminal, but... damn effective for free parking.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is a recent sort of similar theft back in Rhode Island, it's probably like 5 or 6 years ago, they were putting in these speed cameras near schools, and they put one in, and they looked like little R2-D2s, like robots or something. And the first one got like spray painted over the glass, so it couldn't use a camera.
Was it up on the red lights?
No, it's just like on the sidewalk.
Weird.
Yeah. And then they put this brand new one in there at school, and then all of a sudden someone stole it. They forgot to bolt it down on the ground.
Wow.
They just left it there on the sidewalk and someone stole it. I would love to have one of those in my house.
Yeah, in your room. Yeah. Some kid in high school has that sitting in his room, and him and his friends sit there and smoke weed and look at the R2-D2.
You put a meter like in your living room behind your sofa in like one specific spot, and whenever somebody sits there, you're like, dude, you gotta pay the meter, man.
Or you just make it watch NASCAR.
Oh, I see because it's a
just flashes all the time.
Oh man!
You guys, remember about a week ago you were doing that story about that homeless camp by the store, and the guy was playing classical music, trying to drive him off, and it was bugging out one of the neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay, you remember that Texas sheriff that was punishing the people by making them listen to the shark song?
Baby Shark.
Oh, yeah.
Baby Shark.
Oh, God.
That's terrible, honestly.
Yeah, can you imagine 72 hours of Baby Shark?
No.
That would drive you the hell out of the home.
You know they use that in Guantanamo.
The Baby Shark song?
They use the Baby Shark song in Guantanamo.
Are you joking?
No.
No.
That's crazy, because that seriously would be torture. I worked at Walmart, and we had these little toys we were selling when I worked in the toy section. There were Baby Sharks, and if you pressed a button, it would play it, and I would get so annoyed, because it seriously gets so stuck in your head.
I like to say that they played a McDonald's birthday song or something like that on them, too.
I'm trying to remember, Major Payne, do you remember, they did something similar at Waco, when they were bombarding yes. them with audio, and I don't remember the songs they used. Do you remember?
No, I do not. I don't ever heard of that one before.
Because I remember learning about what the songs were, and I'm like, that's horrible.
Actually, hey, since you bring that up, Captain, there's a really good series. It's two seasons long, but it's on, I think it's on Netflix, and it's the Waco series. They did an excellent job. You really feel for the...
I forget what they're called.
Elohim? No. They're the...
People always make a joke about it with COVID. So there's like, it rhymes with COVID. I don't remember.
Oh my God, why can't I remember it? Anyways.
Ian has the worst search engine in the universe on this computer. Do not use Search X. Just do not use it. I'm going to go to Google and type in what I just searched on Search X, and it's going to actually pop up. But anyways...
Yeah, let's not say the G word, though. Okay?
It's Branch Davidians.
No, yeah. They didn't call themselves that.
Oh, who yeah. called them that?
The media.
The feds actually called them the Branch Davidians.
Yeah, oh. I think the press tagged them with that.
No, the press didn't do it. The FBI did it, and the press just mimicked
that.
Are
you sure they didn't call themselves?
They did not call themselves the Davidians. No, they did not.
I found it, Captain. The things that the music that they played included the sounds of rabbits being killed. That's weird. Warped up music. Nancy Sinatra singing, "These boots are made for walking."
That's the one. Can you imagine just Nancy Sinatra's "These boots are made for walking" over and over?
Yeah, it's an annoying song.
Over.
I mean, I don't know her version specifically, yeah. but that song would just get really old. Tibetan monks chanting and Christmas carols. That would get really old. Telephones ringing. In Reveille? I don't know what that means.
Reveille. So, that's the horn thing that they play to wake up the troops at dawn or whatever.
I read it wrong.
The thing is, they interpret exactly how it went down with the audio in that miniseries, in that TV show. And so you could actually hear what they were hearing. So they actually got the FBI recordings, so you'll hear it in the show, and how much they tortured not just the adults, but these little kids with music and sound. It was terrible.
Was it Seventh-day Adventists?
Seventh-day Adventists are...
Like a real church? A normal church?
Well, they are a church, and they exist still. They are, I believe, a branch of Christianity. And I don't remember what makes them different, what the Seventh-day part is. Like, you know, obviously, like... it's Sunday is the seventh day. You know, they celebrate Advent. I don't know.
Mount Carmel.
Wow.
That's the place. Mount Carmel was what
you mean Mount Caramel?
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm just arguing with the pronunciation of
it's right next to Mount Nougat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Delicious.
Did you hang up?
They're members of Mount Carmel. Okay.
I'm here. It's weird you should mention them putting a tape on of killing rabbits.
Yeah, that is weird.
One time when I was 16, rabbits make some weird noises. I wounded one, and it ran into a brush pile. And I got up on the brush pile, and I looked down, and I spotted it. So I reached my hand down and grabbed him out by the scruff of the neck. And I'll be damned if that little thing didn't start crying just like a baby.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes. It's horrid. I've done it.
I've never heard them die or anything, but one time I ran inside my house and told my mom, I hear a baby crying outside. And we, like, looked all around. She was like, it's not a baby, but she still came to see what it was. And we never found it, but she kept saying, it's probably a rabbit. But it sounded like a baby crying in our backyard. I couldn't find it.
It's a screeching loud noise. It really is.
Well, then dying is probably louder.
I found two things, and I have to say it on air because they both involve heavy metal. And it's about sonic violence, right? What we're talking about, the use of music in trying to affect people. Waco was by no means the first instance of musical warfare. A few years before, the U.S. had tried to ferret out opera lover Manuel Noriega from Panama City with a nonstop heavy metal bombardment. Madame Butterfly, La Traviata were no match for Black Sabbath and Judas Priest. The sonic assault was finally halted under pressure from the Vatican. In Guantanamo Bay, Joe, you mentioned this earlier, and other prisons in Afghanistan and Iraq, the British rights group Reprieve has claimed that interrogation techniques have involved the uses of extremely loud music by AC/DC and Metallica, as well as theme songs from children's television shows like Barney and Friends. These horrors were detailed by Andy Worthington in Counterpunch back in December of whatever year this was written in.
That's really gross to pervert the use of music in that way. Torture people.
Especially Barney.
No, the government has invented what I call the brown note. Right? So the government
what
has...
What South Park calls the brown note?
It's exactly what you think it is. What they've done is they've figured out that low sonic frequencies at a high enough amplitude, in other words, they got enough power, big enough amplifiers to make a... You can't hear this sound. But what it does is it's such a low frequency that it affects your bowels and makes you lose control of them.
What? I didn't know that was real.
It's something they experimented with.
Wait, maybe you told me this before on the air, because all of a sudden I got, like, deja vu, but if you would have asked me if that's real, I would have said no, like, 5 minutes
ago. Well, there are vibrations out there that help you relax. So maybe it helps you extra relax.
In the bowels, actually. Well, thank you for the call, Major. We covered a lot of different random topics during that call. We also have Tim from Florida on the air with us. Tim, what's on your mind?
Well, this isn't what I called about, but I guess there are vibrations that can actually kill you. There's like a whole...
Absolutely.
They call it a pseudoscience, I guess. I don't remember what it... Anyway, I actually have one question for each of you.
Okay.
If you would oblige.
Sure.
Who wants to go first?
Me.
Okay. Bonnie, how many conjugal visits does Ian get a month?
He doesn't get any. You don't get any in... Not federal.
State.
Yeah, in states. Thank you. Jail.
Okay, well, that really takes the fun out of that question. I'm sorry.
Moving on. Captain's next. Captain's next. Go ahead.
Next. Captain, have you heard of Queensryche?
I have.
Of what?
Queensryche.
What's that?
It's a band.
Okay.
Yeah, you asked Bonnie a question, did you do what they told you to do? And it reminded me of some Queensryche song.
Oh.
And it starts off that way. I only did what they told me to do, told me to do, told me to
do. I think that's off of one of probably their best album called Operation Mind Crime. And, it has that sort of a... It's a... Operation Mindcrime is actually, what do they call it, a concept album where all of the songs tell a story from front to back, kind of like an audio rock opera.
That is cool.
And so it is about, it's at least about one person, and I'm trying to remember, it's been so long since I listened to the whole album, but it's about at least one person, if not a couple of different people, and their foray into, like, the world of spying and the underworld and that kind of stuff, hence the term Operation Mindcrime.
Yeah, I think the main character was a drug addict, and basically he was employed to do hit jobs on people, and then he had some sort of girlfriend. Anyway, she got clean by going to the church, and he ended up having to, I think, off both of them. But
that, yeah. Here's a fun fact. You know then that I probably know that I lived in Seattle for 22 years and was in heavy metal bands. Queensryche was a band. I was not in that band, but they were a band long
in
before.
Seattle.
Yeah, in Seattle, they're internationally famous, and so they sort of lost fame. They had a falling out with their singer, got a different singer, whatever. They became a lesser known band over time, and my band was doing our CD release show, and the cover of our CD had a picture of a guy with a gas mask with like mushroom clouds in the eyes, in the reflection of the eyes, with a cityscape behind him. And it was sort of an animated cartoon-looking thing. I had a friend of mine, Chris, do the artwork for us. And one of the guys from Queensryche and their manager were at my CD release show where we unveiled this CD. We made a giant poster of it that was, I don't know, 5 foot by 5 foot square, something like that, of the album cover. And so a couple of months go by, maybe 3-6 months or so, and Queensryche releases an album called Take Cover. You'll never guess what the cover looked like. It wasn't one guy in a face mask with mushroom clouds in it. It was supposedly all 4 or 5 members of Queensryche wearing face masks with mushroom clouds in their eyes and a cityscape in the background. Literally, Queensryche stole my album cover. So there you go. We even wrote a song about it called Queensryche Stole Our Album Cover and put it on the next on that CD. So anyway, the next CD. Sorry.
Wow.
Do you have a question for Joa?
That's a wild story. Yeah, Joa, you mentioned a button that someone came up and read. It said, state speech is hate speech. If I recall correctly, that's Michael W. Dean's, one of his buttons. And
thanks for that's where we got
I need to order some of those. But actually, my question is, are you Michael W. Dean's illegitimate son, Joa? Because you kind of look like him.
Really?
I don't remember
what he looked like.
He has like a reddish, brownish hair, maybe.
My beard's red. Wait,
how
when it grows?
Approximately. You don't have to say it.
I don't know. You just remind me of like the younger Michael W. Dean, the picture I've seen of him when he was younger.
I've met Michael W. Dean, not in person, but over the phone. He had a radio program called the Freedom Fiends for a long time.
Fiends. I got worms.
Worms. I auditioned so for gross. That when I lived in Seattle, and due to technicalities, I wasn't able to complete said audition. Sure. Now, that being said, Michael Dean didn't know me at the time. I didn't know him at the time. He was a complete dick to me the entire time. Apparently, that's his shtick, though, right?
Yeah, it's
like,
his shtick.
I didn't get that right at the time. So I was just like, screw you, dude. And so I never, like, did anything more with the show or whatever. And so, but I know what he looks like. And, like, he's probably a little bit older than me even now. And so I could see where this caller is like, yeah, you kind of got, like, a, you could be his cousin or something, I guess.
Well, Joe is only 16. And he's already engaged to the meter man.
That's right.
Wow.
Well, disengage and get back to doing radio.
I'm making her a coin ring. No, but I appreciate that. And it's funny you bring him up. I discovered his Biptunia show. And
oh, the Bipcot license was the greatest Bipcot thing. Yeah.
And so I inquired into him, and he sent me a care package of all these buttons and stickers, and I stuck them everywhere, and I gave away the buttons.
Oh, yeah, so that is where your button came from?
Yeah.
Like in that.
Well, that's a sticker on top of a button that I don't like anymore.
Nice. Oh, okay. Well, call it about whatever you like. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Iran will not get its prisoner swap assets for now.
The U.S. has announced the freezing of $6 billion in Iranian assets released in a prisoner swap, Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv.
None of the funds that have now gone to Qatar have actually been spent or accessed in any way.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Hamas is ISIS, and just as ISIS was crushed, so too will Hamas be crushed. And Hamas should be treated exactly the way ISIS was treated. They should be spit out from the community of nations.
Negotiations between Hollywood studios and the Actors Union have been halted after talks fell apart on Wednesday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, representing the studios, stated that the two parties remain too distant in their positions. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. It's talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. If you want to get in on this last segment with us, 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever's on your mind. There are no taboo topics. I wanted to thank Flipstarter.me. He's a platinum level amplifier.
Ooh, how much is that?
I think 25 or more a month.
Yeah,
nice.
Sure is.
So thank you so much, Flipstarter.me, for being an amplifier. What does that mean? It's somebody who helps amplify, market, and promote and
support
the show. And you can do that at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. So thank you, Flipstarter.me.
All right, just to clarify, and this is from Wikipedia, so take it for what it's worth. The brown note. The brown note, also sometimes called the brown frequency or brown noise, is a hypothetical infrasonic frequency capable of causing fecal incontinence by creating acoustic resonance in the human bowel.
Can you do it on a recorder?
No, you need large amplification and large speakers. Frequencies supposedly involved are between 5 and 9 hertz, which are below the lower frequency limit of human hearing. High-powered sound waves below 20 hertz are felt in the body and not heard by the ear as sound. So, there you go.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
I'm sure the listeners have been, you know, they'll be able to go far with that knowledge and do important things.
Like, dude, I was listening to the radio and they're talking about the brown note, man.
I'm going to try to do it on my recorder.
Just make sure you do it responsibly and, you know, sit on the toilet first.
Yeah. Do it responsibly.
Or wear a diaper or something.
Ew. Well, moving on. We're going to this article from ABC13.com. Patton Village Police Department loses 25% of its officers for misconduct, including a sergeant arrested for DWI. Montgomery County, Texas, which I didn't know there's a Montgomery County, Texas. I know there's a Montgomery County, Tennessee, and a Montgomery, Alabama.
That's a city, though, not a
county. Yeah, but that's not the county. Yeah.
Montgomery, Alabama.
The Patton Village Police Department has had 25% of its force gone in the past 2 months. ABC 13 learned the information after the arrest of a Patton Village police sergeant over the weekend. Eyewitness News, which is also ABC 13, kind of weird, learned Sergeant Christopher Bush is the third officer to lose his job at this small department in the last 2 months. Oh, so 3 is 25%. So Captain was correct.
No. Oh.
When you're asking, like, is that like...
Is it like a department of 4 and one guy?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah. Yeah, I don't like how the news made this sort of like a...
Sensational?
A sensational headline. Yeah.
Clickbait.
And that's what they do. All of the now former officers were accused of some kind of improper behavior. And that's what interested me because, you know, people seem to think like, oh, cops are like the best of the best among us. They're just like the Eagle Scouts that want to help people and then they go become cops.
No, they become the worst of the worst when they put the uniform on because the uniform makes them morally obtuse.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're purposely playing an ignorant role. That way, you know, if they mess up, they pretend they didn't know. So it's their defense to be stupid and lie until it's necessary for them to reveal something and just for their own favor.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest game. That's why when people come to the United States, they think we're really dumb because they see the police acting dumb. Hmm. That's just my opinion.
There's so many like TV shows that throughout the years, like decades, portray police as like the dumbest of the dumb. Like everybody's like, you know... Like, I think of the Naked Gun guy.
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen.
Yes.
You know, everybody's getting one over on him, and he doesn't even notice. He's so dumb.
Los Angeles police, like, they just came out again recently saying that they don't want to hire higher IQ.
Wow. Why did they admit that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they've admitted that. They're like, we actually look for people who are mid to low.
Yeah, because that way they can't, if they were smart, they'd probably rise up the ranks and then take over and make things right. That's what I think is going on, because they know that if you're too smart, you stop figuring out that they're corrupt,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you realize how stupid you were to become a cop. That's really going on there.
I feel like
it's
probably a really freaking sad situation for those people who truly, maybe they're not the smartest, but, you know, maybe they were, like, growing up bullied or had bad things happen to them. And then as they were growing up, they decided, I know what I'll do. I'll become a police officer and help people. Then they join, and then they realize it's all a charade. That was never what this is about. Like, people are, you know... The higher-ranking officers are using them to do dirty work and, like, keep telling them, like, keep your mouth shut about this, by the way, boy, just so you know. You know, intimidating them.
Mm-hmm.
It must be really sad.
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Training Day with Denzel Washington and I forget the other guy's name.
No.
But it's basically Denzel just takes on this new guy and, you know, shows him how it really is to be a cop and, like, mm-hmm. doesn't wear a uniform, just is rough and tough with everyone, like, literally, like, you know, will beat people up for information. And that's, like, that was, like, hyperbole of what's actually going on. These guys are a little bit more sneakier about it. I mean, it was also a movie, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really showing their attitude, and it's not uncommon to see this is actually happening everywhere.
Every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because everybody seems to think their police department, like, oh, yeah, where I'm from, my town, in small town, wherever, it has really corrupt police. Like, you wouldn't believe it. But it's actually just, that's how it is everywhere.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I've heard so many people say that. I've, like, lived in lots of different states, and there's so many people that will be like, yeah, I'm from blah, blah, blah town, like, an hour away, and the most corrupt cops are there.
Yeah, I heard that in Seattle for the 22 years that I was there. I heard it about Milwaukee when I grew up in Wisconsin, right? I heard it in Minneapolis when I lived there, right? Like, oh, the Minneapolis, everybody, wherever you go. Yeah, it's the most corrupt police.
I would say Minneapolis is pretty bad, but...
It is, but like, and they all are, but like, they're not all the worst. They're all just as bad as each other.
Yeah, I agree.
And moving on, it says, Patton Village is a small community of just 1,600 people in Montgomery County. The police department is the heart of the town. It's weird. This week, it's making headlines after Bush was arrested and charged for DWI, driving while intoxicated. All you can do is hold your phone to your ear and just kind of put your face into the pillow and, oh God, what now? It was heart-wrenching. Patton Village Police Chief Chris Hernandez said, what a freaking dramatic quote.
That's all you can do? Police chief? That's all you can do is put your face into a pillow and cry about it? Like, you're the police chief. You'd think you could do more about it, right?
Kind of a strange
quote. Not really high IQs.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I just cry about it.
That's all I can do.
That's all I can do is just cry about my pillow.
My pillow. Okay.
Is it a My Pillow?
Oh, my God. Hopefully not. They're too good for them.
It is My Pillow.
What do you mean? Hernandez confirmed that Bush resigned from his role at the police department on Tuesday morning. But now some are wondering why he was hired onto the force to begin with in 2019, 1 year after he was fired from his role as a firefighter in Bel Air and Westfield for making a social media post suggesting migrants should be hunted at the southern border. Wow.
Hunted.
Wow.
Migrants should be hunted. Are they going to, they're going to make you buy a license. You know that's going to happen, right? It's not deer season. It's not rabbit season. It's not duck season. It's human season. Yeah. And they're going to make you buy a license to hunt the migrants at the border.
I
want my license. I want it to be number 007.
Oh, my
license to kill.
Jesus. This is all terrible.
Jesus' number would be 666. Nope, sorry, 777.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's terrible.
This is terrible.
He got
We're terrible.
Just fired from his role as a firefighter, but he just gets, you know, oh, that's fine. You can work for the cops. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't know how they justify these things at all.
Me neither.
I didn't read this whole article before bringing it onto the show tonight, but when I saw that there was, like, multiple cops that got arrested for misconduct, I knew there'd be interesting, terrible things in there that they got. This one didn't get fired for that on
didn't
as a cop.
Didn't get fired for that, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
got
the
fired
cop that arrested me, he didn't get fired for DUI.
Hmm. What happened to him? Did he just get moved to a different department?
Probably.
No, he stayed a sheriff.
Whoa. That's crazy.
You remember this guy. He's the one that said, I gave him, we had a brief standoff because I had my firearm.
Negotiations. Which case was this?
When I got arrested on my birthday.
Oh.
Okay, I don't remember the trial.
And I had a parking ticket trial that same day.
Yeah.
Did that ring a bell? No?
Yeah, no, I remember you getting arrested on your birthday. But for some reason, I don't know if I went to that trial, maybe only Ian went.
Oh,
I don't know, it's just not ringing a bell right now. But,
Ding.
Yeah, cops will pull people over and they, you know, they can't see the irony at all. Like, that they'll do things and not even face repercussions, but they're going to pull you over for silly things or parking tickets or whatever.
Mm.
What did he say he was pulling you over for?
Well, they said I was driving with a suspended license.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That charge was dropped in court. So all the other charges shouldn't have stuck.
Right, like, that's what I hate.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever you get pulled over, or I mean arrested for something, and then they add extra charges on, but then the original thing they kidnapped you for ends up getting dropped, everything should get dropped.
Right. So I don't understand how you get charged with driving suspended license and driving with an invalid license.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
How do you get arrested for resisting arrest when the only charge against you is resisting arrest?
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, that's actually really interesting you bring that up, because I think if that's the only thing you're being charged with, they should really study the case, because you don't have any other original charge. And if anything, you have absolute right to resist. And you're allowed to use lethal force if you're being arrested wrongfully.
And let's talk about what resisting arrest is. It's human nature.
Yeah.
Right? What is arrest? Kidnapping.
Right. Absolutely. Right?
And it is human nature to resist being kidnapped by other people.
Yes.
So, like,
and I'm talking about actual federal law.
We're arresting
yourself.
You for feeling how a human should feel when they're being kidnapped.
There is a person I know that was getting arrested, and he is a traumatized PTSD having Marine vet.
Mm-hmm.
And his response to being grabbed for nothing was to knock the guy down.
Yep.
And he broke his sunglasses. So, well, you know, he's getting charged with something bad about that. I don't know exactly what. But you know, they don't take kindly to you breaking their, you know, sunglasses.
Yeah.
You broke my fist.
I have reactions like that from time to time. I was hanging out with just a bunch of friends of mine. We were drinking and playing cards and having a good time or whatever. And, my friend at the time, Robert, he thought it would be funny to reach over to my plate and grab like some French fries off of my plate or something.
Hmm.
And I just came down with a fist and, you know,
whoa,
on his hand. And I'm like, dude, this is something you don't do.
Right.
You don't reach over to another man's plate and grab his food.
Yeah.
No, I've never been in prison, but, you know, you should know this just as a man existing in today's society. I think he was 35 years of age at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at 35 years of age, these are things you should be overdoing.
Right. It's like you wouldn't get mad at someone, or you shouldn't get mad at someone if you do that thing where you try to scare them, like you come around the corner and they punch you.
Right.
You
yeah.
really shouldn't get
well,
mad.
Well, and this happened to me the only time I've ever hit a woman. Right? Like, oh gosh, Captain's a domestic
uh-oh.
Violence guy. Right?
It was
Halloween, and I was trying to finish decorating the house for the Halloween. Right, we're having some people come over or whatever, and my girlfriend came home and snuck into the house because it was Halloween, and she had her costume on and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And she snuck up, like I didn't know she was there or whatever, scared the bejesus out of me. Sorry, that's not the word I wanted to use. And I swung around with an elbow because I didn't know who it was.
Oh,
right?
No.
And I didn't clock her in the face or anything, but like I hit her in like the midsection or whatever. And she had a bruise for a couple of days or something like that. But I was like, oh my God, you scared the out of me. You know what I mean? And she's like, I'm so sorry. I just, I thought it'd be funny for Halloween or whatever.
It scared the crap out of you when you saw it. Was it intending to be a sexy costume, or actually intending to be a
scary
costume?
It was the person behind me inside the house that I didn't know was in the house.
Okay, yeah.
So I immediately go into self-defense mode, right?
And
she came up behind me and like sort of grabbed my waist, right? So now I'm being assaulted too, right? You know what I mean? I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. I just turn around with an elbow, right?
You know, just being short and living with men, I have been elbowed in the face so many times just because I like come up like I'm about to say like hey or whatever, but not in a like they get scared kind of way. They just don't see me there kind of way, and I'm also just really quiet when I walk. Walk on my tippy toes a little.
You might get a kick out of this.
I might get a kick or elbow to the face.
Well, you might get. Well, let me just tell you the story, and you'll figure out what you get. Recently, I've lost some weight, some fat, right? Not a lot, but, like, enough for my belt, the end of it, to get longer, right?
Yeah.
Now, normally, it tucks into the belt loops, or it's got one of those, like, extra loop things to sort of keep it snug to your waist or whatever. Well, that didn't happen one day, and so, like, this long end of my belt is just sort of sticking out the side of my pants, right?
Like a dog with an annoying tail hits you with.
Right. And I'm in line at, like, the bank, right? And, like, I'm on my phone. I'm not paying attention. There's a lady with, like, a young boy behind me. And I turn around and, like, poke him in the face with just the end of the belt that's, you know, it's like a foot
that
sticking
sucks.
Out of the belt or whatever. And he's like, hey, man. And I'm like, oh, sorry, dude.
That sucks. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't get a kick out of it. I know what it's like to be short.
But you get a belt out of it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, moving on to the phones, because it is an open phones talk show. We have David in New Mexico. I mean, Dr. Butt. Dr. Butt.
Wait, he's
you're
a
on
doctor
Free Talk
now?
Live. He's a...
Okay, whatever. It's fun.
I think so.
Dr. Butt?
Do you have him on?
Yo, Doc.
Huh. It doesn't seem like he's there. I'm going to put him on hold.
Nah, hang up on him. He'll call back.
Yeah, I'll hang up. And
call us back, David, if you're still there.
We didn't hear you.
You only got a couple minutes, though.
Yep.
Is a butt doctor?
I don't... he was calling himself Major Pain in the Butt.
Oh.
Because of Major Pain, our other caller, and Ian started saying, okay, Mr. Butt, and he's like, don't call me Mr. Butt, and I was like, Dr. Butt? And then it just...
The next time you call, you're like, and now here's our favorite New Mexican proctologist.
Ian would always just start calling him Dr. Butt. Like, he answered the phone us, and we have Dr. Butt on in New Mexico for, like, a while. I changed it to David.
I call my friend Dr. Oscopy, because his first name is Colin.
Good Lord. I used to do stuff like that with my friend Russell. Anything with Russ. Danger Russ. Cantanker Russ. Right? You know, any word with Russ in it. No, okay.
That's what that means.
All right.
Russ?
Yeah, like Russell? Rusty. My dad's name is Rusty.
Yeah, Russ is short for Russell or Rusty.
Okay, but right. I understand.
But Danger Russ. Rush.
Oh! Right. Danger
Cantanker Russ.
I was Oblivi-Russ.
Oh,
no, no, no,
Russ?
No. It's got to have
Carnivore-Russ.
Carnivore-Russ.
Yes.
Right? That's when he's eating a steak, right?
Carnivore-Russ. Makes him sound like a dinosaur.
When he makes you mad, you want to be Murder-Russ.
Oh. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Anyways, let's go back to this story from ABC13.com. There was that weird quote from the other cop saying, like, that he was so sad, all he could do was cry in his pillow. It's a little weird. Hernandez confirmed that Bush resigned from his role at the police department on Tuesday morning. Bush is the one that got arrested and charged with DWI.
I'm sorry, I just have to stop you there. I have a dream that one day all police chiefs will cry into their pillow.
And resign from their role.
Yes. All right, good.
But now, some are wondering why he was hired onto the force to begin with after that he made a post on social media suggesting migrants should be hunted at the southern border. Quote, people are saying, oh.
Shh, be very, very quiet. Oh, we hunting God. Migrants.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, no.
It says, people are saying, oh, they must have thought it was a joke. Why didn't they do a background check? Well, the previous administration knew about it when they hired him in April 2019, Hernandez said. The latest arrest is only one layer. 13 investigates. Why do they have three different names? That's ABC and 13. Found two other officers were let go at this 13-person apartment in the last 2 months. The chief told Eyewitness News one was a warrant sergeant let go after being accused of an administrative conduct issue. According to officials, the now former sergeant was the longest tenured employee of the city. We can only give them the tools. They have to use them. We don't tolerate that in the aspect that they're no longer part of the city. Sounds so stupid when they say, we don't tolerate bad behavior. Like, just because you got caught.
We only give them the tools. We can't enforce anything.
Yeah, they keep having so helpless, too.
It's yeah.
What do we pay for you to do, then? 13 investigates found the other officer was let go in August. Harris County court records show former Patton Village officer Carlos Molina Torres is accused of impersonating a Harris County Sheriff's Office deputy while giving an eviction notice in 2022, among other charges. That's pretty weird. Not really that bad. Not as bad as saying that, we should kill Mexicans or whatever.
Hunt them.
He says, just because an individual makes a mistake and they're an officer doesn't mean every single one of us is like that, Hernandez, the crybaby one, said. I'm not really sure why they interviewed that guy.
Wait a minute. I want to go back to this hunting of the migrants. So what do you do? Do you have to go out and buy, like, pre-canned and, pre-bottled urine to attract the Mexicans?
No.
To the hunting ground?
Use hot sauce.
Oh, I see.
These are terrible jokes. This guy should be, shunned from all
society. Yeah, absolutely.
This.
Yeah,
like,
no.
This guy is a piece of crap human. I mean, he wants to be a parasite only. He can't get a real job. And he thinks that people who are leaving their country is to find a better life in a place where they think that you get paid for as good as you do, they think that you can... The people in society who do the best are because they worked really hard to get there.
And, it's ironic, though. I wish they were educated before they came here, because look how the cops treat you.
Do you think they They get that, like, Australian, that outback guy, like, and we see the migrants crossing over the border.
I don't think so.
It's treating them like animals.
It is. It's absolutely is. Yeah, you should never do that to humans. Humans should not treat humans as animals. And, you know, screw your war.
There is a lady who used to work for Tim Pool. What the heck is her name? I don't remember right now. I don't really care. And she's really ugly and really stupid. And she posted that there should be automatic torrents, or what's the word? Those guns that will shoot. And they're like...
Turrets.
Well, anyway, she said that those should be at the border and just automatically fire, like,
that's
using
crazy.
AI.
That's crazy.
Empire music?
Right. Yeah. She said that on Twitter. Like, seriously? I would be... like, I can't even believe... I imagine being that brazen to talk about people like that.
You know, it would...
And just think you're not...
Here's an idea. It's like... Yeah. I think what they should do, if they really cared about, like, trying to prevent people from crossing the border, they literally, this is how you do it. You have, like, lock boxes. So if the immigrants cross the border and they go, like, say, I don't know, a football field away, they can still see the lock boxes that's behind them, right? But the lock box unlocks and there's food and water in it. But if they keep going, it locks back up. And they have to keep going. You know what I'm saying? So they're trying to get them to go back the
like
other
way. Like a proximity
way.
Detector or something?
Yeah, and then they pass another lockbox, but it's not it's locked. And they go like a football field away, and then it, beep, unlocks.
Well, here's
so they're trying to get them back the other direction, is what I'm trying to say.
Because
they really need food and water at this point if they cross this far.
Here is the best way, in my opinion, to prevent people from illegally crossing any border on planet Earth.
Get rid of the border.
Don't have them.
I agree.
I don't really...
I'm trying to find a peaceful solution to what the tyranny is, but...
I don't know. I don't want to give them any ideas. Like,
don't have borders.
Why? I want them to come here. I want immigrants to come here. Because I like, you know, the economy doing better and people suffering less.
I understand.
No, I like hard workers. People who are motivated, like people from poverty, people who have, like, no other recourse in life, they're like, well, I'm all out of options. Guess I'll try and cross the border, as dangerous as it is, right? Like, these are motivated people, highly motivated people.
They know that they can make, like, at least this much money.
They will. I like to think that, like, people from, you know, South America and Mexico are coming here to sit on their couch and watch TV and eat Cheetos and be on welfare, like, you know, Sarah.
It's Schrodinger's immigrant. Simultaneously too lazy to work, but also stealing your job.
Yeah. Well, this has been Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening to us. It was kind of a silly but fun show tonight. We'll be back every day of the week, so see us here 7 to 10 Eastern. Peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.